It's official. Today, NATO invited in 7 new members. All are former communist states, including 3 that were part of the Soviet Union. The purpose of the NATO summit in Prague is to focus on the alliance's future role in the world. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Prague, talk of war in Iraq has loomed over the proceedings.
NATO Secretary General George Robertson opened the summit by asking member states to take in 7 new countries.
Bulgaria, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Romania, Slovakia, and Slovenia. I take it that this is agreed. Thank you very much. The Council has so decided.
In the weeks leading up to the summit, some analysts liken NATO expansion to a couple having a child to save a troubled marriage. NATO was designed to confront communism, not terrorism. The United States spends more than twice on defense than the combined defense budgets of all other NATO member states. So the question on many minds here was whether the alliance was relevant any longer. It's been the purpose of this summit to address that question and perhaps restore NATO's shine, give it a new purpose, a mandate to maintain stability outside the North Atlantic region. Secretary General George Robertson has called this meeting NATO's Transformation Summit.
A deadly cocktail of threats is now menacing free societies. Terrorists and their backers, the failed states in which they flourish, and proliferating weapons of mass destruction pose a genuine threat to everyone in the world. And today NATO will demonstrate that a transformed and modernized alliance is at the very heart of the free world's response.
The most enthusiastic supporters of this new NATO mandate are the new members, including Lithuania, represented here in Prague by President Valdas Adamkus.
You have acknowledged my country as a credible ally. This historic recognition not only consolidates our democracy, but inspires us to keep working shoulder to shoulder as a true ally in the interest of peace in Europe and the world.
If NATO is to represent the free world's response to instability outside the European theater, it'll come in the form of a rapid reaction force. Today, the member states resolved to form a 20,000-strong unit, prepared to mobilize anywhere around the world. That decision came just as National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice confirmed that the White House has asked dozens of countries whether they would provide practical support for a possible war in Iraq. At a briefing today, British Prime Minister Tony Blair was asked by reporters whether the United Kingdom would contribute to a military campaign to oust Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein.
We will do what's necessary, both to secure ourselves at home and to make sure that the will of the United Nations is enforced abroad. And I think you will find now that there is a consensus for that position virtually right across the civilized world.
Consensus in the NATO alliance, though, may not be as wide as the British Prime Minister thinks. In a resolution adopted today, the alliance left its response to possible Iraqi non-compliance intentionally vague. It stated simply that NATO would take, quote, effective action if Iraq defies weapons inspectors. Later, German Foreign Minister Joschka Fischer reiterated his country's position. German soldiers will not participate in a military campaign against Iraq. And a senior French official told reporters here that the December 8 deadline for Iraq to declare its cache of armaments doesn't necessarily mean an attack would be imminent if the Baghdad regime missed that deadline. The Bush administration, though, is quietly expecting the Allies to rally behind its position on Iraq. And in a speech to students last night, the president sent a message to the European allies.
The world needs the nations of this continent to be active in the defense of freedom, not inward-looking or isolated by indifference. Ignoring dangers or excusing aggression may temporarily avert conflict, but they don't bring true peace.
It's a message that was received loud and clear here. Join us, the president seemed to say, or face isolation. Guy Raz, NPR News, Prague.